Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani. These are the only words we hear from the lips of Jesus as he hangs from the cross. He cries them out before he breathes his last breath. He hangs there as threadbare as an old scarecrow, the kind you have in your garden, with a beaten up old straw hat. Only here, Jesus has a beaten up bloody crown of thorns and a beaten up body. Not many people hung around, at least not the ones you thought would have been there with him in his last hours. The Passion narrative ends bitterly. It leaves Jesus dead upon the cross. We know the story well, don't we? We also know the rest of the story because we are Easter people. Yes. Our inclination is, let's get on with Easter. Let's get on with the celebration, and we do have wonderful celebration here. Let's see those daffodils. Well, not the kind you see in the grocery stores or on the road stand where the farmers have them, no. Let's get on with the celebration where these daffodils are going to laugh hysterically, and they dance triumphantly on the empty tomb. These are the kind of daffodils you want to see. Everything wants us to rush into the Easter acclamation. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Oh, you're not supposed to say it now. You see, everything in us wants to say to Jesus, I will listen to your marvelous and mysterious parables. I will sit at your feet as you teach. I will even sit on the grassy banks near the lake and partake of your bread and fish that you have multiplied. I will drink of the wine you have changed from water at the wedding of Cana in Galilee. I will go with you as you heal the sick and calm the stormy waters. And when you come into your glory, I should be delighted to sit at your right side. Ride on, King Jesus, ride on. That's my Jesus. But no, no, not yet. Our final Lenten discipline is yet before us. This is the last stretch. It's called Holy Week. It's the hardest of all the weeks in the church calendar because we are called to be more than just fair-weathered Christians. We are called to be with Jesus this week. Jesus. Jesus, dearest Jesus, holy is your name. We need to remember that because as this week unfolds, our enthusiasm for our Lord will be challenged to great depths. Will you pray with him and enter into his pain? Even if it's just a splinter from the wooden cross. Will you watch with him in the stillness of the night where there is nothing but silence except for the beating of your own heart? Will you stand at the foot of the cross? How close do we dare to be with Jesus as he journeys on the road to the cross? How close do we want to be with him at the supper table when he bids us to break bread with him? Remember, he says, take and eat. not take and understand. Simply take and eat. Be not far from me. Pray with me in the Garden of Gethsemane. Will we run away when he is arrested? Will we help carry his cross? Will we abandon him too when God is silent and the wind is shrill? What if you did not know about Easter? What if you are entering Holy Week for the very first time? Would you follow our Lord this week without a clue about the resurrection? Would you? Think about it. Jesus died because of the way he lived. He lives because of the way he died. Jesus was a human being who lived and died and showed each one of us how to live. His passion reminds us that believing in God may not shield us from pain and sorrow or even rescue us from what is upsetting, frightening, or painful. But it does show us that God is with us in all that life can bring. In Jesus' life and death, we know that we are radically loved and embraced by God. Even in the midst of what seems to be abandonment and absurdity, there is God. For God is the power of goodness over evil, the triumph over love over hatred, the victory of life over death. In him is our hope, because there is no other. Do you believe this? I do. Here he is, your King, your Lord, your Savior Jesus Christ, your closest friend on the cross. With all your heart, be hurt by it. With all your soul, be healed by it. With all your mind, be deeply moved by it. But most of all, be not far from him. Draw nigh unto him. Draw nigh unto him who said, "When I am lifted up, when I am lifted up, I will draw all people to myself." No greater love has ever been poured out for you and for me. Be not far from him.